Hello. There's nobody here to take your call at the moment, which is why I'm playing with the answer phone. It's a Panasonic AX1000 Autologic microcassette remote control answering system.
Hold your noise. Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat.
Listen, mate, listen. I was only joking. We have got room, really. You can come in if you want.
I can't sleep. I'm afraid of the dark. Mummy! Mummy! I can't sleep.
I'm Sign Man. I know all about signs, especially road signs. Road signs are there to make roads safer for people. When you know as much as me, you'll be safer too.
I don't know where I am, but it's important to explore new places and expand one's horizons. I might discover all sorts of tasty morsels.
It was a blue sign. It's okay, though. You're doing well.
Rats! Why couldn't it be raining, or hailing, or sleeting? Any minute, any second, it would happen. The words he'd been dreading, the words he'd give anything not to hear, the words...
Oops. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but would you like the bins emptying?
Full up! Full up! But we booked! I've got the wife outside, waiting with the donkey. She's expecting a baby any minute now. There's snow everywhere and 6-foot drifts, and you're trying to tell me that you're full up.
Oh, Teddy, what can I do? I've got no friends apart from you. And you can't talk, and you don't care. I'm such a sad and lonely bear.
You are unusually slow, sir, with your breakfast this morning. The girl is waiting to know whether she is to go straight to the school or up to the lodge. Are you speaking of young Miss Gradgrind, Mr. Bounderby? Your observation being limited to little puss, and there being two little girls in question, I did not know which might be indicated by that expression.